So would you actually give that up? Give up the luxury of going to Target over something like that? And is it even that bad of a deal? They say they're giving $1 million to Salvation Army. I'm sure nationwide, Salvation Army probably brings in more money than that, you know, through the kettles. Surely, right? So what do you think? Would that change your shopping patterns? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I don't like those people.
You don't like the kettle drivers?
No, they're so annoying. They're always staring at you when you walk in, and it's like, Jesus, guys, stop looking at me.
Well, what do you mean? Like, they're looking at you like, why aren't you giving money right now, or what?
I mean, they pretty much know if you're coming in or going out, you're going to have some kind of spare change, and, I mean, I don't know where that money goes. I don't know who I'm helping. It's kind of like, hey, give me money, but why, you know?
Well, it's the Salvation Army, man.
Yeah, but what do they do? I've never been helped from the Salvation Army before.
Well, you're not poor enough, maybe.
Trust me, I'm poor enough.